Okay, good afternoon. Thank you for coming to my presentation. I know that this may be a terrible time to have a presentation, especially for those of you that came from the Asia like me. But I'll try my best to make this presentation as interesting as possible. So, okay, let me start. My name is Seungmo Cho. I'm working in a web platform development team of Samsung Electronics. My primary role in my team is to develop the web runtime, but also recently I got another mission to improve the ecosystem of the Tizen web platform. So that means we would like to increase the number of applications, and we would like to also improve the quality of applications available in the Tizen store. So for that purpose, we are doing preparation of the web application porting guide, and we are preparing some porting assistance tool for that. So in this presentation, I will explain the result of the project. So this is the outline of my presentation. I will give you some introduction and motivation at the beginning. Then I will discuss some common issues for migration of web application to Tizen. Then I will move to some platform specific issues arising from some web-based platform. Then I will conclude my presentation with some screenshots from the tools that we are building. First, you may ask, well, hey, this is a web platform, so why do we need to take care of the migration? Because it is a web, the web application should be running for all the platform, all the web-based platforms or all the browsers. Theoretically, it is right, but practically, it is not so true. So there are several issues, but first of all, there are traditional multi-browser issues. So if you have some experience in the web application development, then you must know what I mean. So even though the web is built on the W3C standards, the set of the W3C standards supported by a browser could be different from the set of the specifications supported by other browsers. So that kind of problem comes from the fact that there are several rendering engines that are used in the mobile world. So in the mobile world, there are primarily two rendering engines that are in use. One is the WebKit engine. WebKit engine is used in the iOS, Android, and by Tizen too. And there is another engine, Gecko, which is used in the Firefox browser. And Firefox browser has the number two or number three market share in the PC browser market. So we cannot ignore that too. So, and you may know that Google is also proposing another rendering engine, Blink. So in that case, we have to consider another rendering engine too. Another problem comes from the fact that they are using different JavaScript engines for their web platforms. Even though the JavaScript language itself is defined by the ECMAScript standards, each JavaScript engine could support additional or new features that are not standardized yet. So in that case, that kind of difference should be taken care of. And finally, but not leastly, there is a form factor and UX issue too. As you know, the web was invented like 20 years ago. And at that time, the web was invented with the assumption that the web application will be used in the PC. And that means the web was designed with the assumption of the kind of larger screen and with the input device, keyboard and mouse. However, recently, much of the traffic, web traffic, comes from the mobile devices. And those devices tend to have smaller screens, and they do not have the keyboard and mouse as input device. They use the usually touch screen input. So these are the traditional multi-browser issues. And with the introduction of the web-based mobile platform, we have another crashes of another issues. So this comes from the fact of the comes from the concept of installed web application. So nowadays, a number of mobile platforms are based on the web, and they they would like to use web technology as their for their applications. In that case, the resources of the web application do not come from the remote server. They are pre-installed to the device So we have to provide the packaging, and we have to define the manifest file for the applications. Also, there are issues related to the device APIs. Because the web-based platform should compete with the native platforms such as Android and iOS, the web-based platform tends to define their own non-standard device APIs. That is because the WC specs does not cover that area yet. And the related issues is the security issue. So device APIs are sometimes very powerful, so they can have severe impact for the privacy or the security of the device. So each web-based platform defines its own security mechanism for controlling those device APIs. So I expect that someday we can overcome these whole issues as the WCC covers more and more web platforms. However, we are not yet there. We are not there yet. So we have to consider these issues when you migrate your application to Tizen. So these two platforms are currently the target platforms that we are considering. So the first one is the Firefox OS. And Firefox OS is an open source mobile platform from Mozilla. And it supports the concept of web application, and it defines additional JavaScript APIs for the web applications. And it also defines its own manifest specification. In the case of Firefox OS, the source of the incompatibility between the Firefox OS and Tizen are like that. The manifest file are different. Manifest format is different between the Firefox OS and Tizen. And also, there are differences coming from the difference of the rendering engine and the JavaScript engine. The other one that we considered is the Chrome. And as you all know, that Chrome is a browser from the Google that is based on the open source Chromium project. Even though it is a browser, it also supports the concept of the packaged application. It's the application running inside of the browser. So for that, Chrome also defines its own JavaScript APIs, and it has its own JavaScript manifest format. So in that case, the source of incompatibility are the UX and manifesto. I will explain those later in more detail. So I would like to explain the common issues arising for the common issues for migration of web applications. So we found that there are some general guidelines that should be considered when you migrate your application to Tizen. The first one is about the screen orientation. If your application was designed to work only in one direction, like the portrait or the landscape, in that case, you have to specify that in the Tizen's manifest file. So for that purpose, we propose this tag, this new tag. So if you specify like this, Tizen setting, then the Tizen web runtime guarantees that your application will be rendered only in the landscape mode. Another one is the network resources. So by default, Tizen web runtime does not allow your application to access remote network, to access external network resources. That is because in the mobile world, external network resources could cause some cost to the end users. So by default, it is all disallowed. So if your application really wants to access some external data, then you have to declare them in the manifest file. So for that purpose, we support the W3C widget access request policy specification. So this is how you specify the network access. So this access tag is defined in the W3C user access request policy specification. And here you specify that your application will access some data, some resource from the google.com domain. And the next one is the font issue. So it could be possible that it could be possible that your application will be rendered differently when migrated to Tizen. So that could be possible because some fonts are not available in Tizen and that are available in other platforms. So in that case, there are two ways to handle. The one is to supply the fonts that you are using with your application. And or you can just change the font you are using to some common font that are available in the all platforms. And the next one is about the viewport meta tag. Viewport meta tag is not Viewport meta tag is for specifying the coordinate system of your applications. And it is not yet the official specification, but it is just the meta tag that are originally defined by the Apple. But it is now kind of the de facto standard. So most of the mobile browsers support this viewport meta tag, and Tizen also supports this. So we strongly recommend all of the mobile application developers to use this viewport meta tag because they can handle most of the UI inconsistency. And finally, there are the concepts of privileges and features. The two concepts are a little bit related, but they are not the same. In Tizen, privilege means that the set of device APIs that the application would like to use. So as I said before, Tizen also defined the set of device APIs, Tizen-specific device API. And it can have some impact in the privacy or the security. So the application developer should specify that using the privilege. So this concept can be mapped to the concept of permissions in the Firefox OS or the Chrome, but the vocabulary, the set of APIs are different, of course. There is another concept called features. In the Tizen 2.1, this feature means that the software or hardware features that the application requires to operate properly. For example, if your application is a photo-taking application, then it will be meaningless to run your application on a device that has no camera. So this feature, these features are used by the store, not by the web runtime in the device. So this feature is used to filter out the applications. So for example, if a user which has the device that has no camera access the store, then the store does not show the applications that has camera features in the manifest. Now I would like to move to the platform-specific issues. The first one is about the Firefox OS. As I said before, the problems related to Firefox OS can be classified into these categories. The first one is about the manifest file. So here you can see an example taken from some Firefox OS application. As you can see, this manifest file is just a plain JSON file, but Firefox OS defines some fields for that. And you, as you might know, the Tizen web application has the manifest format of XML. So the looks are very different. However, there are many common fields which are available both for Tizen and Firefox. So for example, here, you can see the fields like application name, version, or natural language description of the application, or the icons, or the default locale information, or the launch path to the default index.html file, or the developer information, or something like that. So those fields are, we think, common to between the Firefox and OS and Tizen, and we can convert them automatically to the corresponding fields in the Tizen's manifest file. However, there are also some incompatible fields in the Chrome's manifest file. So these are the examples. So for example, the first one, the activities. In the Firefox OS case, this activity is used to specify some service that your application provides to other application. For example, if your application is a photo viewer, then other application can ask your application to render some image file, the JPEG or GIF file. So in that case, that kind of request comes in the form of the web activity. However, that concept, web activity, is not supported by Tizen. But instead, in the Tizen, we support that kind of inter-application communication with the concept of the application control. So you have to modify your application to use application control rather than the web activity. The second one is the installs allowed from. That field defines the information, defines something like this. If you want your application to be downloaded only from the Tizen store, but not other stores, not from Samsung store or something like that. So in that case, you can specify that my application should be downloaded only from those stores using this field. In Tizen, we do not support that kind of information. We do not support specifying that kind of information. However, I think that kind of restriction for the store can be implemented using some store-specific DRM. So similarly, the information in those fields can be manually translated to the information for the Tizen. The second class of the problem comes from the difference of the rendering engine. As I said before, Firefox OS uses Gecko engine and Tizen uses Wacket engine. So that difference has most apparent impact for the CSS case. As you know, CSS spec defines like hundreds of properties and values. But the set of the values and properties supported by Wacket and Gecko are different. So some are supported only by Gecko, and some are supported only by Wacket. And in some cases, some properties are supported by both, but they should be vendor prefixed. So these are the examples. So some properties should be prefixed with mods prefix, and some should be prefixed with Wacket prefix. So for those kind of information, I'd like to recommend this site, which has very good up-to-date information about this CSS support. And another class of problems are about the JavaScript engine. So as the case of the CSS support, there are some JavaScript APIs that should be used with the vendor prefixed. So you can see that the request animation frame and the IndexedDB here. So even though those APIs are defined by the WCAG documentation, but they are not yet official recommendation from the W3C. So WebKit and Gecko are supporting those APIs with their own vendor prefix. Also, there are another interesting class of problems. Even though the WebKit's SFX and Gecko's SpiderMonkey both support the ECMAScript, Mozilla's SpiderMonkey supports another new and non-standard syntax for JavaScript APIs. For example, here you can see the set type, which provides the set type. But because that type is not the part of the ECMAScript, WebKit does not support that type. But because that is very useful, some applications are using that type. So you know, for that type, you have to build your own type or you have to use other open source library that supports that. So those are issues about Firefox OS. And now I'd like to explain about the Chrome case. About the Chrome case, the problems can be classified into like this. So about the manifest file, the case is almost similar to the case of the Firefox OS. So this is an example taken from a Chrome application. So here, this is also the JSON format, and you can find the compatible fields too. So name, version, description, and so on. And as the case of the Firefox OS, there are also some incompatible fields. So you have to understand what those fields means, and you have to decide how to translate them. For example, the first one, the option page, it is used to register some management pages for. Okay, for example, let's assume that you have an email client application. And in that case, the application should have some setting page for setting the account information, like password, ID, or protocol, something like that. So if you make, then you can, you should prepare some page for that setting menus. But in Chrome, you can also register that setting page to the Chrome browser. Then the browser can show those management pages collectively in separate pages. So that's how they provide some support for that. And another one is offline enabled, and it's just true or false. It's a binary field. So, and that means that declares that that is used to declare that your application, my application, can be executed even if the system is offline. So, but it doesn't have any other real meaning. It's just for UX. So those fields have incompatible information between the Chrome and the Tizen. So you have to take care about that. And another class of the fields that are interesting is the fields for browser extensions. As the Chrome is a browser, Chrome's web application can be used as a browser extension too. In that case, your application can add some menu to the browser, or your application can interact, can change the content of the web page. So for example, the first one, the Chrome URL Override, that is used to change the default page of the browser. So So if you use the Chrome browser, then you can see the bookmark page, history page, or new tab page. So those pages are the HTML page, and it has default HTML page in the browser. But you can change the default pages by using these fields. So those fields are only, those fields have meaning only if your application is a browser extension. So in most of the case, these fields can be ignored when you are going to port your application to Tizen. And another class of difference issue is about the UX differences. So there are so many different issues possible. So it is almost impossible to automatically translate your application to Tizen if there is UX issue. So for example, we tried to port hundreds of applications when we prefer this porting guide and tools. So there are some examples that we found. So in some cases, your application can have some advertisement window or the search window at the top right corner of your application. But when you are going to migrate your application to Tizen mobile devices, then you may have to remove them due to the lack of space. Or in some cases, if you have a game application and you use the cursor key, up, down, left, and right key, then in the Tizen mobile, we do not provide that kind of physical keyboard. So you have to program the, you have to add the some virtual control key or some other mechanism for controlling your characters. Or you can also, or you should also adjust the margins or the alignment in the CSS file to make your application rendered properly. And finally, there are some issues arising from the unsupported big features of Chrome. So Chrome supports a lot of features, and in Tizen, we do not support all of them. Some are intentional, but some are due to some lack of resources. The first one is about the background page. In Chrome, you can specify some long-running background service using the background page. So, for example, forget about that. So you can specify some long-running background service. It's like some daemon type service. So we actually considered very hard. We thought very hard, and we decided not to support that kind of feature in Tizen 2.1 web platform. That was because this kind of background support, background service in the web framework could lead to high usage of memory and could lead to the high power usage. So as you might know, the web application tends to use more memory than the native application, and the web application can take more CPU time than the native corresponding application. So in Tizen 2.1, we propose you to use the native service application for this kind of background service. You actually can package your web application and this native service application together as a one package in Tizen. But it is not yet decided that whether we support this mechanism in the future release of Tizen. And also there is another interesting feature in Chrome, which is the native client. Native client was introduced by Google to enable the use of native code securely. As you know, the native code, native plugin has been used in the web world for a very long time, but it is always not encouraged because there could be some severe security issue and reliability issue due to the use of native code. So that's why Google proposed this native client for their Chrome browser. But as you know, this native client feature is not standard feature, and it is only supported by Chrome, not by any other browsers. And also, if you use the native client, then your application should be bound to specific architecture. So your application can be run x86 only or ARM only. So that's why we could not support native client in the Tizen 2.1. So at the current stage, we only support the MP runtime in Tizen Web runtime. But in the future, we will add this kind of native code support in the Tizen Web runtime too. But we have not yet decided which way is the right way to go. So that's still under discussion. Okay, so I think I explained most of the things that are provided by our porting guide. And from here, I will show you some screenshots of our porting guide, porting assistant tool. So our porting assistant tool supports these features. The first one is that it converts the manifest of the Firefox OS or Chrome OS manifest file to Tizen's manifest file. Then it also scans the source code for known code issues. And also it can optionally scan the source code for external network resources, and then it could change those resources to the manifest file. So this is the first screenshot of the tool. So you can access the tool. Our tool is implemented as a Tizen SDK's plugin. So you can access here from the import menu. Then you can select this import web application menu here. And here you specify which source operating system you would like to import from. And then you specify the path to the location that contains the web application. And then our porting tool automatically generates the project name from the manifest file. And here you can select whether or not you would like to scan your source code for the network resources. So if you select to do that, then our porting guide tool scans the resources of the web application and lists up the external network resources. Of course, this is not complete, so this is just the beginning. So the user may have to provide more sites for that. And it lists up the potential source of the problems like this. And then if the user clicks one of them, then it loads the source code and highlights the line that might have to be changed. And so until now, the application has been changed. Application is migrated to the Tizen's application. Then you can check whether the manifest file has been translated correctly. So this is the screenshot of the Tizen SDK, and you can see that this is a config.xml file. So you can check the content of the config.xml file like this. So you can see that the version number, name, or the icon information, those information has been translated correctly. And it's about the author information website. And you can also check that those external network resources has been translated to the tag information in the config.xml file. And finally, the supporting plugin automatically generates the Tizen application ID, which has the 10-byte random characters and plus the human readable name. Okay, so this is what we are in preparation, and we are planning to release the porting guide and the porting tool within a month. So we hope it will be of much help to the web application developers. Thank you very much. So if you have any question, then please. Okay, thank you very much.